Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 21st, 2021. Here is my home. Israel is not a very attractive country for immigrants due to the high cost of living, military service requirement, and the threat of terrorism. The situation in the country is not simple and has not improved, but has only deteriorated over the years. And yet if I was faced today with a choice of where to emigrate, I would choose Israel again, as I did 40 years ago. Over the years I have visited many countries, gave lectures and talked about the science of Kabbalah, or just traveled to get to know the world. But I cannot imagine myself living anywhere else, in any other country. And although I have been invited to move more than once, I cannot. I can't imagine myself living somewhere in a foreign place, outside of my home. I feel at home in Israel. In order to move to live in Israel, a person needs some additional incentive. For me, such an incentive was a sense of connection with this country, with this people, with this land. Although I don't like this climate and the relationships between people, whatever you look at in material life, I don't like it here. But between these islands of hatred there is a certain field reigning between all called spirituality. People themselves don't know about its existence, but I feel this spirituality. In that place between one person and another where there should be love, now there is hatred, due to my attitude, my view. Toward them, I turn hatred into love and live by it. I can't find such spirituality in any other corner of the world. I feel that there is a special spirit in these people, and it will change, as it is said a hero will grow out of a baby. There is a certain spirit here that can be born, come out of hiding and become a great source of spirituality for the whole world. Therefore I want to live here and only here. There is no other place for me. Such a spirit can only exist in Israeli society. It will take more time to correct it, but only from it will come the upper light, the upper force that embraces the world and will raise everyone to full connection and integration with the Creator. This spirit is not contained in the earth itself, not in stones, and not in people. But it exists in a potential form between everyone and can come out of hiding provided that people change their attitude to each other at least a little. I have been everywhere, Moscow, New York, and many places where I was offered to stay in order to live in peace and prosperity. But for me this is unacceptable because it is impossible to get the feeling and fulfillment I feel in Israel. In order to feel this high spirit, it is necessary to turn this hatred between people in your imagination and feel that it can be a source of spirituality, an accumulator of the upper force, an amplifier for feeling the Creator in our world. Imagine how the force of bestowal and love explodes inside this nation because of the opposite relationships that have arisen between people. From Cab TV's A Conversation with Journalists, October 12, 2021. My new article on LinkedIn, Two Nations in One Country, Virtually Impossible. It is very painful to see what is happening in Lebanon these days, different religions, and effectively different nations claiming sovereignty over the same small piece of land, and hating one another to death. Lebanon is proof that two nations cannot share a country. History has proven it, and now, regrettably, Lebanon is proving it again. It's not as though living together is impossible, it's just that no one wants to do it because it requires rising above the ego, and people would rather die than grow out of selfishness. Because of it, a country can maintain relative stability only if there is just one nation there, and they can live together like a big family or a clan. If there is a sense of kinship, people will agree to make concessions. Otherwise, they will concede nothing. There are problems even in homogeneous countries. Communists, socialists, capitalists, and all kinds of ists and isms have their disagreements, but if they have a single origin, they will find a way to get along, or at least make peace after a clash. In the absence of a common ancestry, There is no basis for reconciliation, and disintegration is a certainty. Despite its obvious hopelessness, nations are migrating by the millions. From Africa, Asia, and from Latin America, millions of people are crossing borders and continents by foot in search of a better future. The merger of nations is happening regardless of the odds. Therefore, if we want to avert a major clash in Europe and in the US, we must learn how to rise above our egos and engender kinship where it does not exist today. Clearly, it is a long and delicate process, but it is imperative for the survival of humanity. Since we are already living together, without learning how to do it successfully, we will destroy ourselves and destroy our countries. We will avoid catastrophe only if there is wide-ranging consent to rise above our differences and form a new, common identity that we can all adopt. The roots of the cataclysm have been sown, the shoots have budded, but the storm has not yet started. It is up to everyone to make a joint decision to disperse the clouds of hatred and save ourselves from the deluge. There is still time, but merely a few years, at most. Michael Leitman, on Quora, how can we solve natural disasters? We need to start understanding and digesting the changes taking place in nature. We should start by responding to them from our human level, which is the highest of nature's levels, inanimate, vegetative, animate and human. In other words, we should improve human connections by correcting ourselves. Our correction is in shifting our focus from self-benefit to benefiting others and nature. Even though there is a tremendous gap between our egos, which operate by self-absorption, and positive human connection, which requires opposite altruistic attitudes, through our correction, we can correct all harmful impacts from nature. At the moment, humanity is far from such understanding. We engage ourselves with band-aid solutions that fail to reach the core of the disasters, and we thus solve nothing. We should rather deal with everything from the highest level, from where these harmful events emerge, the point of our detachment from the upper force. If we correct our connection at that point, then the rest of nature will calm down, and there will be no more natural calamities. Fighting phenomena such as fires and floods at the level of the fires and the floods simply shows our weakness. It shows a lack of understanding of the level in which we are supposed to act on. If we fought natural disasters on the level of our disconnection from each other and from nature, then we would enter into balance with nature at a higher level, and we would then experience that balance throughout the lower levels. Based on the video The Root Cause of All Natural Disasters with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Kabbalistic haiku: what to do with thought scouts? Comment: you wrote this haiku, thought scouts crept into the brain, watching what they can profit from, be quiet. What did you want to say? What are these little scouting thoughts that have crept into my brain, I watching what can be done, and are still quieted down? My response: yes. That's how I feel sometimes. And don't you feel that something is beginning to arise in you, some thoughts, and they seem to be looking for something to grab in you, something to do, something to turn out, and something to be interesting to them, to have something to profit from? Question: can you give an example? What thoughts enter me in order to profit from me, and they have quieted down? Answer: we, in our spiritual work, are full of such things. These are thoughts against my comrades. I live normally, I exist, and suddenly I have such thoughts. Question: and these thoughts have something to profit from in me? Answer: yes. Everyone has it. Such thoughts arise in me and find a very wide field of activity. Question: and in ordinary people, thoughts of hatred for others are also thoughts? Answer: yes. After all, it's all just our huge selfish desire. It is very easy to turn him on. It is very easy to incite others. These are the thoughts that work there. question, that is, all my criticism and hatred of others are those thoughts that have found ground in me and have taken root? Answer, absolutely true. Question, how can I make sure that they do not take root in me? Answer, you must feel them as your enemies and cultivate a constant feeling of hostility toward them, such that they are even afraid to arise in you. Question, are all these confrontations, all this hatred, thoughts that have found soil in us? Answer, of course. They come in the form of a fetus, and we begin to excite them inside, ignite them, and grow them. And now they flare up and now they are already burning everything in me. Question, in order for them to have no soil so that they cannot germinate in me when they come, what should I do? Answer, destroy any bad opinion, thought, desire, selfish urge toward others. They will have nothing to fall on to germinate. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Lateman, July 29, 2021. Attaining the essence of creation. Question. Balhasulam has a verse that ends with these words, you shall relish in words of truth, to speak untainted words. And all you will see, your own eyes will see, and not that of a stranger. What will man see? What is revealed to him? Answer. We are not talking about the corporeal image of our world but about the fact that man will attain the very essence of creation. This is the highest pleasure. It completely fills a person and he does not need anything else. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, September 10, 2021. Being worthy of adhesion to the Creator. Balhasulam, Letter 21. And the most important is to pray extensively and strengthen the confidence that the Creator will help you succeed in meriting complete repentance, and to know how to adhere to Him in one connection for eternity. This is the most important, and this is what distinguishes one who serves the Creator from one who does not serve Him. Do not rest, and give Him no rest until He forgives all your sins and crimes and brings you close to Him forever and for all eternity. By sins and crimes we mean that we forget the Creator, we do not remember Him, and do not attribute every moment in life to Him. These are our crimes and nothing else. He manages everything else, and there is none else besides Him. I exist under His complete control except for one thing. I have the ability to connect myself to Him in a reciprocal connection. This is the only thing that does not come from Him. This is the only free will I have. We will gradually discover more and more how everything is determined only from above except for. There is none else besides Him, the good that does good. All our so-called sins result from the shattering of the connection between us, which we can restore. Here we need to help each other by showing each other what can be done by creating a certain brotherhood so that everyone can feel how the friend thinks and cares about the goal and never leaves it. Our role is to return to the thought that I am connected to the Creator at any given moment and that He determines everything that I receive in my mind and feelings. Everything that happens to me and those I come in contact with is all the ways the Creator appears before me. There is none else besides Him. This is not just a force, because all manifestations and appearances of the friends, the group, the world, nature, and even me regarding myself are all His manifestations and revelations. We need to know, to understand and determine this clearly, and constantly strengthen in it. Other than that, we need to multiply the prayer and strengthen the confidence that the Creator will in return grant us complete repentance. We will return to Him again and again until we acquire total adhesion with Him, which means connection in which we will feel that everything that happens inside us, stems directly from Him. Then this whole world, which in itself is a partition between us, and the Creator, will disappear, and melt away. Each of us, will totally feel that there is only me and the Creator. But I will no longer be alone, but will be a huge group, the whole general soul. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 13, 2019. Kabbalah and philosophy, the question of the meaning of life. Question: did philosophers of the past ask themselves the question about the meaning of life? Answer: yes, but they treated this issue in the same way as many people today, purely speculatively. They did not understand that one must enter the upper world, feel it, open it up, and exist simultaneously into worlds, through our world to see the next one, the spiritual one. They did not understand that it is the same as attaining our world, and therefore, they worked purely with reason. Comment: you have repeatedly said that all spiritual methods and religions originated from Kabbalah, from Abraham. My response: yes, they are even called Abrahamic. Question: in that generation, souls very close to nature prevailed, and it was enough for a person to ask the question, what is the meaning of my life? Why did so many become philosophers then? Answer: it does not matter whether a person asked this question or not. All the same, one should have had a point in the heart, should nonetheless have felt that he was attracted by the revelation of the upper world, that he had to feel it, learn from his own experience and not think that he is already in the higher realm based on some mental or physical exercises. From Cab TV's close-up. Reveal the Creator to the world. Know of a certainty that the Lord your God will not drive these nations out from before you, any more, and there will be a snare and an obstacle to you, and a goad in your sides and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from this good land, which the Lord your God has given you. The Prophets. The Book of Joshua, 23:13. They will be a snare and an obstacle to you. And a goad in your sides and thorns in your eyes means that if we try to correct egoistic desires that cannot yet be worked with, we will find ourselves in their trap. Then the body will suffer, the vision will suffer, and you will not see how you are wrong. You will work with these desires in such a way that you will not be able to approach the Creator. It is about sorting desires at different levels, meaning how we can work with ever-increasing egoistic desires that constantly arise in us, and correct them with the intention to bestow, to love others. Question: now, when Jews live in the land of Israel, and the Arab people live next to us, what kind of relationship should there be between us? Answer: Jews should do their own thing, correct themselves, and not touch anyone or anything until we, with our inner corrections, do so, so that the forces of nature will free us, and everyone in the world will understand that this is the Creator. He is one, the only one for all, and it is in this way that he must be revealed in fusion between all and with him. Then we will be able to stop all clashes and outrages by working on ourselves. The spiritual and material must be balanced. From Cab TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, August 30, 2021. The Most Desirable Work. Even in this day that I am in, I am happy to work under a great burden even 70 years, without any knowledge of its success, even my whole life, except that it is certainly the way that I have been commanded to walk in all his ways and to adhere to him, which I have heard initially. At the same time, I cannot excuse myself at all by any notion or contemplation from doing any work for his sake because of my lowliness. I crave and think all day about the sublimity of the work of God, in such sublimity that I cannot even write about it. Baal-ha-Sulam, Letter 9. A person who has attained the spiritual world, the integral system of mutual connections of the whole creation with the Creator, says this: all of the levels of creation that are below the Creator were revealed to Baal-ha-Sulam. He felt that his connection with the upper force enabled him to connect the creation to the Creator through him, which means that he constantly engaged in increasingly greater correction of the whole creation, since this is what the Creator had prepared for him. There isn't anything more sublime, clear, revealed and eternal than what Baal-ha-Sulam did. And each of us is the same, every individual, even if he doesn't totally understand and doesn't know what the wisdom of Kabbalah is. He performs the Creator's instructions, and still participates persistently in the process of the creation by living his life, even without being aware of it. So there is actually no one we can complain to with regard to sins and disrespect, since everyone carries out instructions from above. No one can do anything against the Creator's will. The only question is how we should consciously reach the full understanding of the nature of the creation, the upper force, or the attribute of bestowal in the creation, which is called the Creator, and how we should carry out his instructions, his actions, and his desires. By performing all his actions consciously, we bring a great addition to creation. We exist in reality through our wise participation. This summons a great addition of energy, light, and joy there is in the attribute of bestowal in the Creator. But even if we don't do that, we need to understand that no created being can do anything against the Creator's thought. This is impossible, because we are all clearly and precisely all the desires under his attribute and under his control. The only difference is in carrying out his instructions, the instructions of nature, consciously or unconsciously. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 13, 2019. The purpose of the actions of a Kabbalist. Question: how do you feel when you are told that one of your videos has been viewed by several million people? Answer: I hope that this will help people avoid problems in life and to quickly achieve a good state, connection with each other and with the Creator. That, in principle, is the whole purpose of what I do. Question: how do you deal with pride when a movie is made about you or you are interviewed? There are hundreds of these interviews. Answer: I don't have any pride. No. You can invite anyone to me or you can take me anywhere, even to a meeting with presidents, I am not impressed. I am talking to the Creator. What is man to me? I do not neglect it, but not a single person in the world can impress me somehow. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, September 10, 2021.